You're listening to 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. During an update on city police reforms today, Mayor Andrew Ginther recommitted to a promise for a civilian review board.
We will have a work group formed next week to shape our review board. And I'm calling on the FOP to be part of the process the community demands. But with or without you, the civilian review board will be seated by the end of the year.
The Community Safety Advisory Commission recommended one of these boards at the beginning of the year, and in the wake of the George Floyd protests, it's become one of Mayor Ginther's top talking points. WOSU's Michael DeBonis has been researching these boards across the country, and he joins me now to explain them. Thanks for coming on, Michael.
Thanks for having me, Claire.
So just to start off, what exactly is a civilian review board?
Well, Claire, I was surprised to find out that that's not an easy question to answer. Depending on which city you go to, they could be a different type of civilian review board. And those boards can have different authority, different power, different resources at their disposal, and different functions. But there's sort of three broad types of civilian review boards that I found.
Yeah, so tell us about that, because it's investigative versus review versus audit, right?
Right. So some cities have something called a review-focused board, and their function is basically to take a close look at investigations that have already happened, make recommendations to police leadership, hold hearings, and hear complaints from the public. And that type of board is usually staffed by volunteers. Sometimes it's criticized as not having real teeth when it comes to reform. Another type of review board is called the investigation-focused model. They have a little more power. They can launch their own investigations. Instead of being staffed by volunteers, they have a professional staff of non-police investigators. They're much more expensive, and they're also most often opposed by police unions. A third type of oversight agency is called an auditor or monitor agency. They often function as part of an inspector general office with a broad oversight of what they can look at. So, for example, they could audit at an internal affairs investigation. They can audit broader police policies. They can really look at whatever they want.
You found that 80% of major American cities have these boards, but we're still seeing all of this uproar nationwide over the state of police departments. So, you know, how effective are they?
Well, the effectiveness of a review board really depends on how it's formed and what its functions are, and really how many resources it has.
How likely is it that we'll actually get one of these community review boards here?
Well, in my reporting, I found that the idea for a civilian review board has come up more than once over the past 40 years. But of course, we don't have one, so it never led anywhere. But I think it's safe to say that the momentum for reform is stronger now than perhaps it's ever been. Only time will tell, but now perhaps is the best time that we've seen in recent years for such a board to be established in Columbus.
Michael DeBonis, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.